Well, it's 14 minutes past three on a wonderful Saturday afternoon. The grey clouds are just rolling in to obscure what was a magnificent blue sky this morning. The sunshine this morning seemed to have been lifting up the spirits of everyone that I saw outside my window and even everyone who I encountered on the streets today when I went out for a little bit of a walk. It really did wonders, I think, to all my neighbours, and I hope that it did wonders for you too. First of all, I want to say hello to Peter MacD and The Girl Who, who've come along and wished me a really warm welcome back to Audio Boo. They've just come back to it themselves. So I look forward to listening to your boos. I'm really glad that you listened to mine, even though I don't really often have much of consequence to say. But I'm glad that you enjoy it, and I'll pop by the site a little bit later on, leave a comment or two, just to say hello. A lot has happened since we've last spoken. Let's see. The death of Alexander McQueen, an extraordinary life snuffed out too soon by his own hand. I'm sure he'll be sorely missed in the fashion world. What else? The Brit Awards. Oh, yes. And lip-syncing mania. Shall I weigh in on the debate of to lip-sync or not to lip-sync? Well, all I can say is that if you're paid to sing and dance and there's nothing else that you do, then that's what you should do. I know hundreds, even thousands of actors who 8 times a week, 12 times a week even, have to go on stage and sing and dance, give out all of their energy live, night after night, and without any help, and they do an extraordinary job of it. So I think that the highly paid among us can do the same. But I think I'll back away from that. There was EastEnders Live last night. Did anybody look at it? I have to say I didn't. I know, shock horror, but because I'm not really a fan of the soap, I thought it would have been quite hypocritical for me to tune in for this just that one event. But I'm sure it went well, and so I raise a glass to them. What else is there? Oh, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has made an extraordinary apology in front of millions for his behaviour, for doing something that he didn't invent. It's not new. It's not the first time it's ever done, and it won't be the last time that it's ever done. Is that news? I think we should cast our minds to the more important things that are happening around the world and even here at home. But people seem to be involved in that situation. So I think, you know, there's that old saying, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And I think that's where I stand on that whole situation. I suppose if you're a megastar, if you're a celebrity of that magnitude, you're held up to a higher standard. I think that we should all hold ourselves up to really high standards. We should all live the best life that we possibly could and treat people with love and respect always. And that I think that that's how we should live, but that's just one opinion in a sea of many. Anyway, I just wanted to come along and say happy Saturday to you all. I hope that you're having a wonderful day, as I said, and I hope that another wonderful day follows in the rest of the weekend, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.